in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Shake it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking the bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember...
Welcome to the Top Tier Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Hummer. Today, we'll be doing the rapper tier list, hip-hop musicians. I'm here with my other co-host, Eric Barron, and we'll be joined by my buddy, Sky, and my buddy, Sonny. How's it going tonight, guys?
Good. How about yourself?
Good.
Can't complain. You guys want to get right into it, or?
Yeah.
Sure.
This is just us three right now, Eric?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. As of right now.
Wait.
All right, sounds good. So we'll get right into it. First, we'll talk about next week. We're going to be doing the NBA teams tier list. We'll go with that idea.
Sweet. Okay. Nice.
So we'll be... For those who don't know what a tier list is, we got five tiers here. I'm going to be naming a list of rappers, and then we're going to talk about them, and we're going to put them in one of the five tiers. The five tiers are legendary, fire, mediocre, just bearable, and trash.
You have another guest. This is Sky.
Hello.
Hi, Sky.
Yeah, what up, Sky?
What up?
Welcome back.
Welcome to the show, bro.
How's it going?
Good.
Can't complain, man. So I basically just described the idea. Sky, you were on last week, so you pretty much already get it. The five categories are legendary, fire, mediocre, just bearable, and then trash. So then, we'll get started. And I don't think of anyone better to get started than Biggie Smalls.
Absolutely legendary.
100%.
Sky, any thoughts on Biggie Smalls?
Legendary. Great artist.
Yeah,
one of the best. R.I.P.
I mean, when it comes to bars, he definitely influenced a new generation. I mean, everyone talks about the stuff he talks about now.
Yep.
You know, money, women.
Oh, yeah.
And he basically
paved the way for
that.
He paved the way for Jay-Z, Puff Daddy, Eminem, Tupac, all the rappers right now.
Yeah, that's 100% true. All right, so we'll start with someone a little younger, a little newer, Lil Uzi Vert. Sky, are you an Uzi fan?
Yeah, I like a few of his songs.
Where would you put him?
Probably middle of the road.
Mediocre?
Mediocre.
Yeah.
What do you think,
Bert? I like Uzi. Some say fighter.
You'd say fire?
Mediocre.
Yeah.
I mean, he's from Philly. He's pretty decent. His lyrics aren't probably the greatest, but he definitely has good melodies. I'd probably have to agree with Sky and Eric and put him in mediocre. All
right.
We'll probably get a cut and out of heat for that little guess.
Probably.
So, the 3-1 on Lil Uzi Vert. Eric, we get any more call-ins, are we good?
We good right now.
Okay. Alright, next we got another Philly boy. I mean, pretty much the spokesperson for the city, Meek Mill.
Of course.
Baron, you're a huge Meek Mill fan.
I'm a huge Neo fan. That's my favorite rapper ever. Like, to me, he's legendary, but, like, most people would probably say, like, fire. I would say legendary.
Yeah. Z-Ball, what do you think? Meek Mill.
Fire.
Yeah, that's a hard one, because he is one of my favorite rappers, too. Based on bars and stuff.
And
what
like
was that?
Doing shit right now, it's like bigger than rap. It's like actually,
oh,
like
yeah,
trying to fight for like justice for him.
Yeah, he's becoming one of those figures like Jay-Z that is doing a lot more than just rapping.
It's kind of hard not to say he's legendary at this point.
He's a Jay-Z in Philadelphia. I'm not saying he's Jay-Z's level, but he's like that. I'm not a Meek fan, but if you guys want to put fire.
Yeah, I'd probably go fire. I don't know about legendary. I think he's almost there. I think he's going to be there one day.
Yeah, he will.
Maybe not.
As long as he's
right yet.
Not yet.
As long as he's out of jail, like, he'll be there.
Yeah.
Legendary is really up there. That's his pedestal.
Yeah, we can go with fire. That's fair.
Sounds good. Another young guy killing it, particularly in 2020, he's killing it. Sky, what are your opinions on Lil Baby?
Oh, really?
Lil Baby?
Yeah.
He doesn't have much music out there that doesn't pump.
That's true. He's full of bangers.
He has a lot of top 10 tracks. That's a hard one.
Oh, well,
I don't know.
Particularly
I've heard of him, but he's not really heard his music. So I'll go with whatever you guys want.
I'm so far.
I mean,
it's music.
Yeah.
That's a good spot. He's like just there.
He's not like legendary, obviously, because he's still like real new. But
yeah.
I mean, especially this year, like there's something about this year. I think he could probably be the MVP of 2020 if he keeps it up. You know, he's released banger after banger. You know, everything he features on is good. You know, even the stuff when he was first started coming out, like My Dog and stuff like that, that was all, you know, slap.
All of a sudden.
So,
not crazy lyrical, but like you can't deny each mix bangers like for this.
Yeah. I'd probably say fire.
Oh, yeah.
Guys,
oh,
whatever
you guys.
That?
Yeah.
We'll put Lil Baby in fire. More of a boss authoritative figure. Rick Ross? Yeah.
Right.
Ricky Rose.
I'd say
Sky. Legendary.
Fire, legendary. He's like right on the borderline of both, to be honest, because he does have that reputation to where he could be legendary. Because he's been he's been in the game for a while.
I never really loved Rick Ross's music, but you can't deny it, though. He's been out here forever.
He
was a McBain.
I would say fire.
Exactly. I mean, because he is the boss, I'd probably either fire or legendary. What'd you say, Sky?
I said fire.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be okay with I think he's, like, just about there where he's going to be legendary. But,
Yeah, it's just hard
because like
he's just one of them ones who's released so much music that it's hard not to like what he's released. But he's got a few tracks that like nobody even likes.
Yeah, but is he on the same level as Lil Baby though? Like, hasn't he exceeded that
today? Yeah. if they both released a track today, honestly, I think Lil Baby would get more views and it'd be a better track.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, he's getting more views, 100%, but that's also a different generation and stuff, too. I mean, even people that don't know Rick Ross, they usually respect him. Or he's got respect in the hip-hop game. He's been there for so long.
Everybody,
he does,
knows who he is at this point.
He used to be a parole officer, too.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the only reason people discredit him, though, is because he used to be a prison guard.
Yeah, that's a notch that everyone
You got to feed your family, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do.
Hey, I'm not hating. So, yeah, we put him in fire then. Seems like everyone agrees.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I agree with that.
Another up-and-coming guy. I don't know if if you've heard of him, but NLE Choppa. He came to prominence with the song Camelot. Now he just released Shadow Flow 5. Baron, have you heard of NLE Choppa?
I know him. Like, he's hit or miss to me. Like, I would say mediocre. I'm sure I'll get a lot of heat for that, but like, to me, he's mediocre.
I haven't heard of him, so.
Gotcha. Zemo?
I'd say he's mediocre.
This guy, you're going to get us copyrighted.
Mediocre.
Yeah,
I mean, to me, he's kind of like a discount young boy.
I think that's
what a lot of people say about him, too. Like, he's kind of takes his flow a little bit. I mean, yeah, either mediocre or just bearable for me.
I'm going to bear just bearable. Right. I haven't heard of it. I don't know. It's up to you guys. I'll agree with whatever you guys decide.
What do you think, Bear? Just bearable or mediocre?
I'll go mediocre.
Scott, you said mediocre too, right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll just go with that. An elite chopper.
He's got potential.
He does got potential. And that's like a lot of these. It might not be fair to put like him on a list with like Biggie Smalls and Tupac and stuff because these guys aren't there yet, some of them. But it's also.
He's like 17, though. So you got to give him a little bit.
That's why I'm hesitant to put rappers in legendary because there's a whole different level.
Sorry, what was that, Scott? No, it's not. You're good. I was just fucking with you.
Just for some people, you know, that don't know the artists, give them an idea.
Yeah, that's fine. Good. As long as it sounds kind of clear on the audio so it doesn't get all choppy. But next we'll go with another legend of the game, Mr. 50 Cent, the ultimate troll now, but he also has had quite the hip-hop career. Bear, what are your feelings on 50?
Legendary.
Legendary.
Sky?
He was a rapper in the mid-2000s.
Did you say fire?
I said legendary.
Nah, he's more than fire.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Get Rich or Die Try is the first album I ever got. You know, I kind of grew up on 50. So, he's legendary to me.
Definitely legendary.
This is a great song, many men. But the thing about 50 is, after Get Rich or Die Trying and then The Massacre, his albums did fall off a little bit. But I don't know if that matters.
No.
I really don't think it does.
People still know him. People still listen to him.
And I mean, he's still, like, his Instagram's probably the funniest thing about him right now.
Yeah. 50's out there doing him now.
Yeah, he's trolling everybody. So now we'll go to the opposite side of the coin. Let's go with Ja Rule.
I don't even really know his music like that. See, that's why 50 Cent's legendary, because, like,
he kills Roy Jordan.
That's part of why. I don't know. I don't even really know like, any of Jarvis' music like that.
I've heard of him. Where have I heard him before?
He had a lot of pop records. He had a lot of, like, with Ashanti and stuff. And he was pretty big. Like, he was kind of like that melodic type rapper that Drake is now.
I'd say middle of the road.
Yeah, I actually say trash. I mean, we got to put somebody in trash at some point. And who better than Ja Rule?
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. I don't know.
So
I'm trying to
do it, man.
So, a little while ago, and I ain't liking it, so.
Yeah, you said middle of the road, right?
Yup.
So did Baron. Me and Eric said trash. So we'll put him in just about bearable. Several.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. And then we'll move on to another kind of legend in the game. But, well, maybe not a legend for rapping, but he's starting to get – he's more in the entertainment podcast business, Mr. Joe Budden. Sky, have you ever bumped any Joe Budden tracks?
Who?
Joe Budden.
Yeah, he can't be legendary if you like me.
Yeah, Sky said who?
I don't know who he is either.
I don't know who he's saying.
Joe Budden. That's because he used to rap, yeah. He used to. That's why. Yeah. So no one knew him? Ben, you know Joe Budden, right?
I don't even listen to him like that.
Like, yeah.
Check this.
I mean, he's one of my favorite podcasts. I don't know if I could put him in trash.
Yeah, rapping dude. This is a good verse.
I mean, Eddie had that pump it up song. Pump, pump, pump it up.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's how people know.
Now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that is all people know. I mean, he's a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
I say mediocre.
Yeah.
Mediocre.
Yeah.
You're a one-hit wonder. You can't be in the legend tier.
That sounds like a good song.
I'd say just bearable.
Yeah. That just bearable? Or mediocre?
Yeah.
Just bearable, then.
Yeah. I mean, as a podcast, I think he's good, but I really don't listen to his music.
I don't bump with him like that.
Kodak Black.
Kodak Black?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Never heard of him. Is he new?
Like,
newer?
He's
nah,
newer.
Kodak Black's great. Like, Edie, don't get me wrong, but like, his music is fire. I'm going to go with fire.
I would actually have to agree. I am a Kodak fan. A lot of people give me shit
like,
for it. I guess it is like mumble. It is kind of mumble rap, but I mean, he does have like some of the stuff he says, you know, can hit home.
Yeah,
like, and
he wants to, like, he can actually rap. Like,
yeah,
a lot of times he just has like a really nice flow. Like, you should just chill.
Alright, so
you're
there and you're going fire.
Yeah, I'm going fire.
Is there any women rappers?
Oh, yeah, we'll get into them.
Alright.
There's a lot of them.
I'd say fire.
Alright, we'll go with fighter on Kodak.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so since you brought it up, let's do a female rapper. Let's do someone who's caught a lot of controversy lately. Nicki Minaj. It's Cardi B. Nicki Minaj.
I'd say fire.
I'd say fire.
Yeah, she's a legend in the game. But like, as far as like musically, like I never was like, crazy about her music. The song was pretty good, but like, I don't know if I'd call
I've
her,
heard of her
legendary.
But
serious.
I don't think I've listened to her music. So, I mean, is she a legend? Legend?
The thing is I don't think like she makes music for me. Like,
well, yeah.
I'm not going to actively sit in the car and jam a Nicki Minaj song just because, you know, it's just not for me. But she does rap well, and her lyrical ability is very good. She can switch up her flow. She's fast.
She does use the same flow a lot.
She does use that same, like, that Roman shit a lot.
So same fire.
Yeah,
I'd say for female rappers, she's legendary, but musically, I would say probably fine. How about you, Zeebo? Sky, what are you going on, Nicki? Fire?
Yep.
Fire.
Alright. The guy a lot of us probably grew up on. Eminem, Slim Shady. Bird, take it away.
Legendary. He's one of my favorites, so.
Oh, yeah.
Sky, you're kind of iffy on Eminem.
I'm not a huge fan. I would say Fire just because of the metal of his career. He released a lot of that. Well, metal to more recent, I guess.
Yeah,
he released a lot of albums with songs that nobody liked.
You talk about Relapse.
On them. They just had, like, no flow to them whatsoever.
They're not always.
Yeah.
Older
I like his shitty
albums. Better flow.
I like his shitty albums, though, for some reason. Like, Relapse and Encore are two of my favorite albums by him. So I never really like... Yeah, Relapse. I like how he got that like serial killer flow. I know it's not like PG, and I know people weren't gonna really like it or anything, but like he kind of tried something different with it, and I feel like he tried a better version of that on that new album, The Music to Be Murdered By, and that's why it worked a lot more on the new album.
Yeah, but like he's still relevant though. He's been rapping for like 25 years.
25 years.
Like longer than I've been alive.
I grew up with him. So,
I don't know how you're legendary.
I'm biased.
Yeah, he's legendary.
I'm
going
to be biased to a lot of these people.
Literally everybody in the world knows who Eminem is. So.
He made a movie out of it for him.
I'm not knocking his good songs. He does make good music.
No.
I mean, he does have a big catalog.
I can show you several songs by him that are garbage.
You're right. He's also got a lot of music. He's got a lot, over 8 albums, I believe. He's got a lot of music out. He's been doing it for 15 plus years. You're gonna have
that's why
garbage.
I'd put him where Rick Ross and Fire. Like they both have a lot of good music. They just released a lot of stuff, so they're bound to have some garbage.
It's one of my favorites right now.
Rick Ross is dope, but you cannot put him in the Eminem's category. Just in my home, I mean, Eminem could be on the Mount Rushmore of hip hop. Like Baron kind of said earlier, like non hip hop fans know who you can go to, an 80-year-old woman, you know, a middle aged guy. Anybody will know who Eminem is. He's he's mainstream, which doesn't always mean good, but his lyrical ability, he's got to be a legendary. So that's 3-1, Zeebo. You're losing that one.
He's a Detroit legend.
He's an everywhere legend.
Yeah.
Sky, who's your favorite rapper? We'll do your favorite rapper of all time next.
J. Cole.
Okay. That's good.
J. Cole.
He's got to be at least far. Anything less.
He's a legend. He's a living legend. He's still in his prime, and he's a legend. I haven't heard one bad song by that dude. Ever.
Some of his albums are better than his other ones. Forest Hills Drive is still one of the best albums I've ever
heard. There's songs that are better than others, but name a bad song.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I might have to listen to this tonight.
The
a couple songs on that For Your Eyes Only was kind of bad. The one before the last album.
Yeah, I mean, it's not one of his better albums, I'll say.
I like the For Your Eyes Only album.
Yeah,
it
wasn't
good.
As good as, like, Forest Hills Drive.
I
think Forest Hills Drive might be his best album, too.
Oh, it is. And to me, that's top 10 hip-hop albums of all time.
That's fair.
In my point of view.
Oh, I'd be cool with Legends.
Go Legendary. Okay. So the first kind of young legend we have out here, even though he's... It is 30s, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, sir.
All right. So I think we've been too nice. We've been given too many compliments, so now we got to do someone that I think we're all going to hopefully agree on. 6ix9ine.
Trash.
Oh.
I really don't like 6ix9ine. Like
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah, trash.
Besides the... We're not putting in legal things. We're going on music. So all the stuff that's out of the bag here. We're just on his music. How do you guys feel about his music?
Middle of the road.
Maybe just bearable. Like, if that.
I couldn't agree, but just bearable.
Like, I love drama.
I'm going off of everyone else's opinions because of the amount of views he has.
Well, yeah, he gets views. Like, he's very popular. He's connected to the hip-hop game. He's a smart guy, but his music fucking sucks sometimes. Like, some of it's catchy, but
it's not
screaming to, like, where Meek Mill screams, and you know that's like he's passionate and he's really into what he's talking about. It's just screaming to fucking scream, you know?
Yeah, he's trying to sound hard on the track. He's almost like a discount Meek, except, like, with Skittle hair.
That was beefing with me.
I don't know. I just think he's corny. Like, even a lot of his music's kind of corny. I'll say Just Bearable.
I agree with that.
Did anyone else try to call it?
Let me see.
Nobody.
No.
Okay. All right, cool. That's fine. So just about bearable for 6ix9ine?
Yep.
All
right. Next up, guys. We got kind of a younger in the game. He's doing well out of Kentucky. Me and Sky have been following him pretty recently. Jack Harlow.
I don't really know.
I'll go with whatever you guys. I haven't heard of him.
I've heard good things about him.
Yeah, he broke out with his song "What's Pop."
Yep, about to play it.
I knew you were about to play it. So "What's Pop" and, you know, put him into mainstream success. He's a artist from he signed a Lil Uzi's label actually, and he works with DJ Drama. Oh yeah, it's a band. And this is the song that put him into prominence, and there's a reason why. I think
I'll say pop. I mean, I say fire.
So for, you know, we censored the intro song. I don't even know why we did that now. No, Sky went wrong. For mediocre, I'd have to, I mean, that is a fire song, but just like L.E. Choppa, like Jack Harlow's a young guy, I think he's like 22. His best years are ahead of him. So he, I mean, he had a come up this year. But
I just don't know if I'm ready to put him in the same categories like Meek and Baby and you know, but like not yet.
Yeah,
yeah,
I put him in middle of the road.
Yeah, you're right. Mediocre.
He is middle of the road type of guy. He's still trying to.
But he.
Yeah.
And that's why I think we should call him middle of the road and not mediocre. Because he's not mediocre to where he doesn't have talent. It's just he's just like he's new.
Not
he's got a couple more albums and then he's going to really come into his own. Like I know he's going to be a star. It's just not yet.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fair.
All right, guys. We're barreling out of here. Get some good conversation. Now we got another goat to talk about. Kendrick Lamar. Bear, take it away.
Legend.
Yeah, I mean, Good Kid, Mad City is like just like Forest Hills Drive.
Top 10.
One of my favorite albums.
I would say Good Kid, Mad City is like a top 10 hip-hop album, like Dead or Alive.
You think that's his best?
It's his best. Then like Section 80 is probably after that.
Oh, yeah, Section 8's good. Sky, what would you say is Kendrick's best album?
Probably the one with DNA on it, Humble and all that.
Really?
Oh, Damn?
Yeah, Damn.
I like that one.
Well, this is a good
one.
Fuck the world for 72
hours. I'd be cool to put him in legendary. To me, him and J. Cole are on the same level.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They are. Who? Who did you say with J. Cole? Meek?
Meek was
no,
far.
J. Cole and Kendrick.
Cole are on that same level.
So, would you go legendary?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Eric?
Alright.
Yeah. I agree.
Sounds good. Let's keep on going here, guys. Next, we have the late, great, you know, RIP Juice WRLD, but we definitely got to include him on the list.
Oh, man. RIP Juice, man.
Well, I'd have to say middle of the road since his talent was cut short somewhat.
That's still big fire.
Yeah.
I mean, he influenced the game greatly while he was here, you know. And a lot, like he made that, I know sad rap's been kind of a thing for a while now, but he really has made it popular.
Uzi started it though.
He started, but like, I think he's the best sad rap rapper. He's my favorite, at least. I don't know who started it, but like, I mean, like, Juice is the best sad rapper there is, or there was, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I mean, he was really good at that. To me, his music was never really my cup of tea, but I do respect his talent. I probably agree with Sky at middle of the road just because I wouldn't put him with Meek in that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
Sorry, Baird. Majority rules. Some of us stuck out.
All right, middle of the road.
Yeah, we're probably going to get killed for that online. Jesus. next. I think we got to talk about her. Cardi B.
Not for me. This song is always good, but like, I don't know. I would say either middle of the road or just bearable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with
you. Just bearable.
Sky, just please bearable. Don't play a Cardi B song. Skip this one.
I like her Hispanic stuff, to be honest. I like that La Modelo song. Yeah, she actually doesn't scream at the track.
Listen, I mean, there's a trope about her and Nicki Minaj, how they only talk about one thing, and it's their sexuality. And I won't really address that here because there's not really a need to. But and I do like some of her stuff. I heard her album, and it was okay. I can see why she's so popular, but it's just not for me. It's just like Barry said, it's not my cup of tea. I'm not going to sit and jam Cardi B song, and it's not just because she's a woman, because there are female rappers that I do really like and listen to. She's just not one of them, so I go middle of the road, or just fair and well.
We say middle of the road.
She got a couple joints.
If you're on the same level as another one.
Which other one? Italy Chopper?
Yeah, I mean.
Which one are we talking about?
The first one.
We're talking about Cardi. Where are we partner? I'm stuck between just bearable and mediocre myself.
She's like really popping. Like everybody knows her. So it's kind
of. Okay, middle of the road. Just to please the
everybody
fans.
Everybody knows Tekashi 6ix9ine too. Really, he's trash. So.
What do you think, Scott?
We don't
want to
get too much heat.
Scott,
just
bearable or mediocre? Okay.
Just bearable.
Just bearable.
All right, well, let's do. Oh, well, we rank Nicki Minaj and Fire, so we're not going to get too many. We're not going to get our ass kicked by too many chicks. But let's get into another legend of the game, Tupac. Tupac Shakur, one of the most influential rappers of all time.
Yeah,
growing up, I was a Biggie guy, you know.
Yeah,
but
I
do.
That was
but I do respect. What Tupac's done.
He made Hit 'Em Up. Like,
he did make Hit 'Em Up one of the best diss tracks of all time.
Now, obviously, we're going to all put him in the legend category, but now we got to break the argument. Biggie or Tupac? That's what we should vote on.
Biggie.
Well, I just said Biggie.
Biggie.
Yeah, I'm Biggie.
I may have to say Tupac.
You like Tupac better than Biggie?
Yes, I do. I think Biggie had better bars. But Tupac, music-wise, Tupac had a better message.
Oh, yeah, 100% he had a better message. Tupac had songs not only about racial equality, but about, you know, treating women with respect, you know, songs to his mother
exactly.
and stuff like that. He had really deep records. Biggie, that's why I say Biggie influenced the new generation, because Biggie was about the women and the money, and that's what everyone else is about now. So Biggie had more influence, but I definitely think that Tupac's message was a lot better and cleaner.
That's fair.
We still got to put him in legendary, though.
Oh. Yeah, absolutely. They're both legends.
And they're both so different, too. But let's talk about another... kind of an up-and-coming, you know, rising star who's done really well in the numbers category. NBA Youngboy.
Ooh. Like Youngboy. I think his latest album is that great, though.
No,
my favorite.
The last one's not the best. Sky, how do you feel about
Youngboy? 2? That's left.
I would put him middle of the road.
Yeah, middle of the road.
Really?
Yeah, I agree with them.
And I'm a big
fan. I would say
I'm a fan.
AI Youngboy 2 was like one of the hottest albums last year.
What, last year? Yep, I would put him probably fired. But now he's dropped a lot of whack tracks as well. Where it's like, and you're
last
happy
album, wasn't
it? The last one.
No, it was rude.
He's gotten into the future type thing to where he just releases so much fucking music. Like, the dude does 3 albums a year almost. And it's like, Jesus
True.
Christ, dude, give people some time, you know?
Dude, here's your own sister, because I got the interesting one.
Like, I get putting more stuff out, you know, churning out more content, and, you know, you're making more money because the more content, more money. But,
yep.
To me, after a while, that makes the quality go down a little bit.
Yeah.
We're not putting time and thought. You're just making shit all the time. So, yeah, middle of the road works for me, too. But I think eventually he will be fire, and maybe even legendary someday.
Now, if he keeps putting out stuff like what was the last album he called? I forget.
The stepping and flexing thing or whatever, rapping and flexing. He is what he is. I think because we gotta forget, we can't forget. We're doing various age groups here right now. Eminem's almost in his 50s, and NBA, I think, just turned 21. So he's
wow.
got
a long career ahead of him. You know.
Wow.
Hopefully.
So he might get there, you know. And any of these young guys might get there. And when we're talking about people who kind of fell off and then came back, I think we have to talk about Tyga.
True.
Tyga's pretty good.
He used to be really good. Like, back in
I'd
like
have to
12 to like 2014.
Tiger's always had shit that slaps. Like, he might not be the best rapper, but when he started out with Rack City and shit like that, and Dope, and then the stuff he did with Chris Brown, Deuces, you know, stuff like that, and then he came back with that Taste record, which did huge numbers.
Yeah, she slapped.
Yeah. Mad successful, and that was after being out of the, like, yeah, he got caught in that Kardashian thing, but he came back and he's made some pretty good songs. What do you think you'd rank him, Baird?
Man, I guess middle of the road.
Okay, middle
if
of
I was
road.
Still in high school, I would say fire, because, like, I used to bump Tiger religiously in high school. But, like, he kind of, like, fell okay. off. I mean, he's back now, but, like, I'd still say middle of the road.
His career's been a fucking roller coaster.
True.
He's got albums, like, his one album, I forgot what it was called, but it got like 10,000, it sold 10,000 copies.
The Gold John?
Like, yeah, that Gold John.
King, boy.
That album sucked?
Yeah, wasn't all that.
Yeah, I agree with that. It sold like, what, 10,000 copies? And that's what he was like with the current,
oh.
in the Kardashians who, like, billionaires, and it's like, damn. But then he had a comeback. Scott, where are you putting Tyga?
Fire.
So, fire, balance is middle of the road. Eric, you have any opinions on this one?
I think middle of the road.
Oh. I'll agree. I'll go middle of the road. It's a hard one. And it's me trying to compare the others too. I don't think he's with Meek Mill. I don't think he's with Lil Baby. Well, maybe with Lil Baby.
Yeah, I was about to say Lil Baby's better than Tyga.
He's on his way. He's on his fucking way, definitely. Lil Baby's the hottest rapper in the game right now.
Yeah. Can't even argue with
All right, what about this guy we haven't done yet? DaBaby.
DaBaby?
Wait, there's DaBaby?
Yeah,
DaBaby.
DaBaby.
There's a lot of babies. Brad seems like a nursery in this motherfucker.
I agree. I don't like how he popped up under a rap name like that. I wish he would have picked something different.
He does make good music, though.
He does.
I mean, what's the knock on him? That all his, it's always the same flow,
well,
right?
It's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Not always, but, like, I know what they, I know where they're coming from, but, like, I love his flow, though. Like, it's just left.
And Rockstar has been my song in 2020.
Career,
he did just start. Like, what was his big song, Shug? And that came out, like, what, a year ago?
Yeah, and I honestly didn't really like that song. I like Bop.
Bop is awesome. Yeah, I love that one, too.
Bop
was
good.
21 is a good one. That one's, like, 2 years old.
Oh, yeah, I like 21. That's a good
I
one.
I mean, his new album was actually pretty good. And Rockstar is a jam.
His new stuff's pretty good. That rocks. He's got a remix out now.
Of Rockstar?
Of Rockstar, just him. He just remixed the beginning of it for Black Lives Matter.
Oh,
oh, that's sweet.
That's
pretty dope, actually.
Like the original got Roddy Ricch on you. Roddy Ricch is awesome.
Oh yeah, Roddy. We'll get into him next, but the baby. Well, what do
Where's
we think, guys?
I'm gonna have to find this.
I guess middle of the road. Kind of hard to
middle
put
of the road.
Me.
Okay, whatever you guys.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to stay fired.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Sky on this one. The baby's been killing it. He's not my favorite, and he's got a lot to do. He's got a lot to work on, but I can't. I've jammed to him way too much this year to not.
That's fair.
Yeah, I've been bumping his shit way too much. Let's talk about probably one of the number one guys in rap right now, Roddy Ricch. Oh, that's a remix. I'm there by chairs, the old addict. Behind me pushing negative narratives, I'm ready to. Cops wanna pull me over and bear. Abusing power, you never knew we thought I was there. That's a juvenile. Pull it, pull it, guns like they scared us. That we used to have. Crack the street is not as scary. They won't let it say we good at every chair. That does sound fire. It's a bop. Are you putting Roddy Ricch?
Oh, man. I think he hasn't been around long enough to be, like, in the same level as Meek and Baby.
Yeah,
but, like,
but
goddamn, his music is fire, though.
Yeah. He came out of nowhere, and he's like, fucking killing it.
Door like that. Like
64. We done in 10 minutes.
It was right after Lil Baby too.
Okay. I would put Roddy Ricch on the same level as Lil Baby. I would go fire.
Nah, I'd put Roddy Ricch right where you put the baby. If you're putting the baby at middle of the road.
I put the baby at fire. I agree with you.
Oh.
So the baby and Rich are both fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is fair. Like they are.
Yeah, they are. They
Roddy Ricch, I'd put Roddy Ricch in the middle of the road.
Middle of the road?
Yeah.
Barrett, are you going fire or middle of the road? You're the tiebreaker here.
We'll go fire.
I'd have to agree. I mean, I think Roddy Ricch is going to be around for a while.
Antisocial was like one of the best albums. Yeah. Like, I mean, technically it was last year, but like, it was like the very end of last year, so.
Yeah, it counts to this year, almost.
Yeah.
Well, we got to talk about this guy. Ben, how do you feel about Drake?
Dude, like, I always liked Drake. At the same time, I think he's kind of overrated, which, like, pains me to say because I like him, but, like, he's not like as nice as people say he is to me.
I think he's
like, he doesn't raise some stuff. He's, I don't know, he's just corny. Like his music, I mean, sometimes his music is corny.
He is a
little most
corny.
Part, not.
That's what it is.
But like the way he acts, that's corny.
Yeah.
He does act pretty corny.
Not to put him on the same level as like Kendrick and Cole. But like, I don't know. Kendrick and Cole write their stuff, so. Yeah, we could put him fire.
Well, I don't know if I would put him in. I don't know if I would put him in the same level as Big E and all the that guy and Tupac. No.
Yeah, to me, he's not at the same level as Cole and Kendrick and like Big E and Tupac.
Yeah.
I think he's at the same level as Meek, or like he should be.
Yeah.
Like commercially, he's way bigger than Meek, but like rapping wise, I think Meek's a better rapper than Drake.
Well, I mean,
he's from Toronto, right?
Yeah, he's from Toronto. He did kick Meek's ass in that beef. I mean, there's no, I'm a Meek Mill fan of the Gills, but there's no denying that Drake put him in the ground.
Oh,
yeah.
Daniel, you know where I feel on this.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Scott. I know how you feel. Tell the viewers.
All right. I'm just saying, this man has so many bangers. More bangers than any other person I really could only think of would be like Biggie and Tupac would be a legend. He's got enough to be a legend. You can't not put him up there. And the dude's got bars for days. You go back to his old
I guess,
show.
Yeah.
Right here, this album. Too much bars.
Yeah, he's a name.
He switched his flow up on some new shit. He's hit every crowd, every generation. This dude's a legend.
Yeah, I guess he's a legend.
It's a convincing argument. And it's because, listen, I think Biggie's one of my favorite rappers of all time. I can probably bump more Drake songs than I bump Biggie songs, to be honest with you. You know,
man,
Drake has got hit after hit after hit. I don't know if I can put him in legendary. I see why anyone else would. But to me, what makes J. Cole and Kendrick legendary is that deep side they have to them. And to me, all his deep side is about crying over chicks. You know,
he's in the different side of the rap game, though.
Yeah, but when has Drake ever addressed a serious subject, really, besides the beef?
Yeah.
What has he ever used? All his
NBA
music.
Fans.
I mean, all his shit is just, you know, either basic rap songs, which is fine, you know, hit bangers like club songs or sad songs about girls. That Drake,
yeah.
Like, there's a lot to
him. Or better.
I'm sticking to fire.
Yeah, Sky, I think you're going to have this one.
I don't think he's on the level as BB and the other guys we said.
Completely.
Well, listen, Sky and probably half the world disagree. So that's fine. Half the The world
probably
thinks this man's a legend.
Probably all
he
Canada disagrees.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Listen, if we were doing this on success, he would have his own tier. He's the most successful guy on this list.
Yeah.
He's
even beat Eminem at number one in sales and shit. So,
real though, Eminem was like number one.
Been at the top longer. Than Drake.
Who, Eminem?
Drake's been at the top longer than Eminem.
Yeah, I'd agree. Drake has held the game down for at least. Take Care came out in what, 2012 or 2013?
2011.
Drake's had the game. 10 years, dude. Since middle school, we were bumping the motto 8th grade, dude. You can't deny
it. I mean,
yeah, like,
I guess we should put him in. Right. I don't know.
I'm going to make a
rule.
I'm
just saying you're bailing
on this one. I'm going to put him on the borderline of legendary. I'll put him on the line right there. He'll be on the line of fire and legendary. I don't think we're going to agree on where to put him.
I have one.
Just go to the next.
I'll say your name. Lil Wayne.
Legendary.
I mean, yeah, legendary. Dude. I mean, we all
I just legendary. Don't know how you put Lil Wayne in legendary and not put Drake there.
Because there would be no Drake without Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne
I get
Drake.
It, but Lil Wayne literally passed Drake the baton and fell off.
Yeah, because that's
and
what he wanted
Drake's
to
been
do.
Holding it down like a real one.
He has been holding it down. But that stretch, when we were in middle school, that stretch from, like, what, 04 to, like, 2010, 2011, Lil Wayne was a fucking god.
It was.
True.
Whenever you heard that lighter flick on a song, you know some shit was going down.
And that wasn't even 10 years. Drake has been doing this for 10 years, dude.
You got to remember, this is a different era, too, with social media, and so it's more... He gets out there more.
Yeah, and hip hop is also
There's more ways to get your
music
out. Right
now.
So,
the one thing you gotta remember is like all these rappers today, like Lil, whatever, like they're all Lil Wayne's kids. Like that melodic, like hard flow, like that's Lil Wayne. Like all the SoundCloud rappers, like. Lil Wayne was the SoundCloud rapper before there was SoundCloud rappers. Like bass pads and like the auto-tune flow over like trap beats and all that. Like, that was Lil Wayne.
I'd have to agree. He's legendary.
He's definitely legendary.
All right, Bear, give us one last name.
One last name.
We got one more, guys. We're
Gunner.
Heading towards the end here.
How you guys feel about Gunner?
Gunner?
Yeah.
I would say middle of the road.
That's
he's
fair. You know, I love Gunner.
He's got vibes, but he doesn't have bars.
He got no bars. Like, he don't even need bars, but, like, he don't got bars.
No, he's got vibes. He's got flows and vibes.
He got all the vibes. He's like the king of the vibes. But, like, it's hard to put him on, like, the same level as, like, Meek.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
But that would mean he's at a lower level than Baby, though, even though they came up, like, together and around the same time.
And I think they're one of the best duos. Like, when those two collaborate, it's always good.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Drip Harder. Like, Drip Harder was such a tough album.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to do rapid fire real quick?
Daniel.
I think we missed some legendaries.
How are we stopping on Gunna? There's so many artists left out there.
Well, I figured we'd do the top. Dude, you know how many fucking rappers there are? I figured we'd do a part two at some point. Well, this isn't the official ending.
Which we missed Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all right there, they're all legend.
Yeah,
I think we can all agree those guys are legendary.
We can already put them in legendary. All
right, well, how about this, Eric? That next time that Doug's got to work, we'll do the part two for this.
Okay, that's fair.
But we cannot end that, so we can then. Gunna. So let's end on another legend who's kind of underrated. I know you're a big fan of the group he was in, Baron. How do you feel about Juicy J?
I knew you were going to say that.
Juicy.
I don't know.
I remember
we can put him at the same level as Eminem and like Biggie and him, but like to me, he's a legend. Like he's got to be at least fire.
I'd put him in fire.
Fire.
To me, and he stayed relevant for really long, too. In a low-key way, he stayed relevant.
Yeah, he is. Like, his mixtape game was, like, he's a mixtape god. And who's more influential than 3 6 Mafia?
Right.
Maybe, like, Wayne and, like, Big.
What about,
like, as far as, like,
Bozzy? Have you heard of Bozzy, Bird?
I've heard all of them. I don't really know stuff like that.
Well, I know me and Sky put him in fire. It's a boy.
Fire.
All right, we'll put Bozzy in
he's
fire.
There.
So what's Juicy? Legend or fire?
Fire. Oh, he's fire.
All right.
I mean... And now let's end on something that I think it will be unanimous. How does everyone feel? I'm leaving Jay-Z for the next one, so I don't want to get killed for not bringing up Jay-Z. Because for
let's
the part two, I do want to leave some good names.
Let's just do groups
yeah.
for part two, you know, like hip-hop groups.
Oh, dude, that's a whole other list, though.
Yeah, that's a whole other list, too.
True.
I think we got to do, you know, albums at some point, too. There's a lot of places we can take, you know, this particular category.
Yeah. And we have R&B. You guys are R&B fans.
Yeah, we could do something like that. Like, singer rappers. Let's end on probably one of the GOATs. I don't know how you guys feel about him. Nas.
Legend.
I'd say Legend is the same level as Kendrick and Cole.
He raps really, really, really good and has a real deep message. But he didn't release a lot. I don't know. He does have a lot of music, actually.
Just like
it's
not
just
popular,
a lot of
Zomatic.
Like number one songs.
Yeah. I mean, Illmatic, come on. And...
That's like one of the best shows I've ever heard.
His Jay-Z
best diss track of all time.
Yeah. Definitely.
So the only thing I'll say about Nas, and it's not his fault, but he's the opposite of every rapper these days. Because his lyrics and his flow is amazing. Sometimes his beats are pretty shit, though. He does have some
really
good.
Right. You really didn't agree with beat picker.
Yeah, well, he's
that's
got some good ones, too.
Yeah, but Jay-Z is definitely a better beat picker, at the very least.
I'd say
lyrics.
Yeah, Jay-Z's 100 times better at picking a beat than Nas. I would agree with that.
Even Kendrick, I'd still say Kendrick is better at picking beats than Nas. Same
Kendrick's got a great beat. Nas's latest album was produced by Kanye West, so that had some good beats. A lot of his older shit, really, some of the beats were not that great.
Yeah.
I would still put Nas at legendary. How about you guys?
Yeah, I would.
Legendary.
I said fire.
All right, we're going to go legendary.
Yo.
You take an L's.
Take an L's.
So that's us. All right, well, next time, because we still, I mean, T.I., Jay-Z, there's so many other people to get into. Kevin Gates.
So many. 2 Chainz.
Kevin Gates.
Wiz.
Kevin Gates.
So,
Wiz.
We have to do a part two at some point, and we will.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
But let's go down. I'm going to go down the list real quick. This is our rapper two list. Just to wrap it up. Legendary, we decided Biggie Smalls, 50 Cent, Eminem, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Tupac, Lil Wayne, Nas. We're putting Drake at the borderline of legendary and fire. Then in the fire category, we have Meek Mill, Lil Baby, Rick Ross, Kodak Black, Nicki Minaj, DaBaby, Roddy Ricch, Juicy J, and Mozzie. For mediocre, we have Lil Uzi Vert, NLE Choppa, Jack Harlow, who else? NBA Youngboy, and Tyga. For just bearable, we have Ja Rule, Joe Budden, 6ix9ine, and Cardi B. And also we have Juice WRLD and Mediocre. Boys, we put nobody in trash. I feel like we have to do at least one more. Who does everyone think sucks?
Who's trash?
Who's trash?
Blueface is fucking trash. Can we all just get on board with the fact that Blueface
trash?
ass.
Why not?
I can agree with that. What if a Blueface is trash?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, trash.
Yeah, fuck Blueface.
6ix9ine's better than Blueface.
He might be just bearable when he learns how to rap on a fucking beat. Oh my god. It's like he hears the beat 30 seconds beforehand and he's rapping in a delay.
Yeah, he's just retarded.
Yeah, he sucks. Okay. But also, this was a great episode, guys. We got to do this again.
Oh, absolutely.
Next week.
Sure.
Next week, will we be doing NBA teams tier list based on legacy, kind of like we did the football one? Baron, you're more than welcome if you'd like to. Sky, you're more than welcome if you'd like to. We'll talk about it.
That's going to be a fun one.
Yeah,
it will be a fun one. That was our rapid
tier list. You guys are welcome to come on.
Hell yeah, you're always welcome back. Baron, it was a pleasure having you. Sky, it was nice having you on.
Yep.
That was our rapper tier list. We'll see you next week, guys. Thank you.
Later. See you Thursday, Dan.
See you, Eric.
Peace.
Yep. Bye. Bye, Ben. Bye, Sky.
In the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Shake it, shake it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack Mr. Magic Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking with the bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match.